Hello, friends. How many of you love brownies? See, everybody loves brownies, right? Many of you did not raise your hands. Anyway, this joke is about brownies. I heard about a little boy who got into a heated argument with his little sister about who was going to get the last brownie. And his mother overheard this discussion and came in to try to resolve the argument. Her two children, both extremely upset, each wanted that last brownie. So, sensing the opportunity to teach a deeper spiritual truth, the mother looked at her two children and asked that very relevant question: what would Jesus do? The little boy immediately raised his hand and answered, "Mom, that's easy. Jesus would just break that brownie and make 5,000 more." This is just a joke.
The little boy was so smart enough to know that hand of the Lord feeds us and he answers our needs. And that's the theme of today's scripture reading. The hand of the Lord feeds us and he answers all our needs. If we share a little bit of ours to others, especially those who are in need. Today we heard reading from the Gospel of John, feeding the 5,000 people with this miracle. You know, the miracle is not God is working for us. The miracle is God is working with us. Going back to the Old Testament, the story of creation. The story of creation talks about how God created this world out of nothing. God created the earth and the sun and the stars and so on and so forth without anything, nothing. And God has blessed us so much. But Jesus expects all of us what we have from the abundance of what God has given to us to share a little bit of ours, which will multiply our blessing. You know, sometimes we think, what difference does it make if we share a little bit of ours? But that little gift of ours, little blessings of ours, will make a big difference in the world. Today, we have two sides we could see in today's world. We have more abundance. We have plenty. And the other side of the world, we have scarcity. Why? Why we see the scarcity in today's world? Because people are not sharing enough because they think that they have just a little bit. How can I share? But God wants us to share even the little bit of ours, and he will multiply the blessings of ours. Today we see so much hunger in this world. And at the same time, so much food is being wasted. See, I go to the restaurants to eat, and I see how many people are wasting their food. See, one side of the world, we have an abundance. But one side of the world, people are hungry. So how do we find a solution for this? Each one of us, if we share a little bit of ours, we can feed the whole world today. But that's not done yet. So today, let us reflect, how can I share of my blessings, even if it is little bit, to others, especially those who are in need? Here in the parish at St. Bernard's, I see 3 days St. Vincent de Paul is working to help the people, those who are in need. I really appreciate your work. You know, we come to worship to church, the body of Christ, the Christ. We receive the Christ in the Eucharist. You know, so many times we think that worship is done in the church. Worship is not done in the church. Worship is continuing the whole week. 6 days of the week is continuing outside the church as the body of Christ. Only when we share our resources, our blessings with others, especially those who are in need, then our liturgy and worship become so meaningful, dear friends. So let us reflect, how can I be the body of Christ, not only in the church, not only in the worship space, but also outside the worship space, by serving the needs of needs with others, by sharing my blessings with others? Because when we share our blessings with others, especially those who are in need, we truly become the body of Christ. And Christ is offered every time when we come to celebrate the Eucharist. He is sacrificed. He is dying every time when we celebrate the Eucharist. And we rose again from that death with his resurrection. So death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is celebrated every time when we celebrate the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist. So, and then we become meaningful. The liturgy becomes meaningful when we go out there and serve others by sharing our blessings with others. And we are the body of Christ. We are truly become the body of Christ. So we become with the one faith, with the one baptism, with the one Lord, we become the one body of Christ to the world, to out there in the community and to the world, where we serve as Christians, as one body of Christ. So let us share even the little bit of ours to others, especially those who are in need, and become the true and one body of Christ, not only in the church, but also outside the worship space, outside the church, and become the body of Christ to everyone, especially those who are in need. Amen. Let us all stand together.